Reiner Schaag from TSN joins us now. Schauger, I guess, get the what are you hearing on Yakupov's ankle, the severity of that, and Eberle?
Yeah, well, I mean, it sounds like Eberle didn't have to have the MRI that some thought he was going to have, and he was thinking when he arrived at the rink this morning that he might be good to go. So we went out and tried to skate, and it didn't go so well, and he kind of let them know that it was probably going to be a no-go. But there was a point in time today where Eberle thought he'd be able to play. So, yeah, and I mean, as Dallas talked about today, just, I mean, he wants to go if he can go. Here it is, a pretty much a mean-nothing game, but he wanted to try and play. But doesn't sound like he's going to be good to go. As for Yakupov, I don't know if Dallas sort of indicated they were similar timelines, the two of them. So neither guy I don't think is going to be in the lineup tonight. And my best guess at this point is they end up going with seven defensemen and 11 forwards.
Ryan, your take on tonight's game, in the sense that Buffalo's headed the wrong way in a hurry. They look to be a lock for that 30th spot. Some fans would say the Oilers are headed the wrong way in a hurry, too, in terms of draft position. But more of the same from Dallas. He's got to be preaching that. Go out, win hockey games. What happens the rest of the way is someone else's worry.
Yeah, I think so. And I mean, you guys know this. You've been around athletes. They're wired that way. They're not wired to think about draft picks. And if you start asking those questions in that room, and Robin, you've been in there too, they get mad. Yeah. You don't. It's just not the mentality. It doesn't seep into that room. The thought of, well, our draft pick's not going to be as good. So these guys are playing for pride. They're playing for jobs next year. Some of them. They've got some real important auditions happening. Like, you want to talk about guys with opportunity to really set themselves up well for next year? Well, how about Tyler Pitlick?
Yep.
Think about the opportunities that were given to guys like Will Acton and Hamilton, who came over from Toronto, because they were familiar with Dallas Eakins. Dallas Eakins was familiar with those guys. And so he deferred to guys that he knew for some of those bottom six positions. Well, this is Tyler Pitlick's opportunity to build some trust with this coach, so that in the offseason, when Dallas Eakins is staring at his whiteboard, he's not thinking about guys that he, from his past, that might be able to come in and give him solid minutes that he can count on. He'll be thinking about the guys under his nose. And that's the opportunity for Klefbom, for Marinson, for Pitlick. And so there are some important auditions happening on this team right now.
You mentioned you think they're going to go 7-11. So my question is, why would they recall Steve McIntyre then?
Yeah, I think they probably just wanted to insulate themselves. They've got tonight's game, and then they've got a day, and then they got another game against Calgary. So if they go 7-11 and another forward gets hurt, now you're in a little bit of a pickle to make sure you can get somebody here if you need them for Calgary. I think it's just, you just need to have the bodies on hand. I'm not sure he's going to play McIntyre. I get the sense that he's not going to play McIntyre tonight, although I'm sure some would love to see him play, given that they'll have John Scott and probably Zenon Konopka in their lineup over there. I don't know that he's going to put McIntyre in the lineup tonight.
And what's that based on? Why do you think he wouldn't?
He said it in the press conference that he was looking at the option of going 7-11. He's passed on opportunities to use McIntyre before. It just kind of, my gut tells me that he won't be in there unless Hendricks isn't good to go. So I'm not sure. It's just kind of a gut feeling. The other thing people need to remember is that, I mean, the Oilers do have Mark Fraser on the blue line too. It's not like Luke Gazdik is the only guy that they got that can take care of some business. Fraser can handle fighting either of those guys. So it's not like they'll be brutally outgunned if they don't dress McIntyre.
Well, exactly. Yeah, and I know Mark Arcabello is day to day had a conversation down with guys in OKC, and they're not sure he'll even play tomorrow. So that's another reason why he maybe didn't get the call. But obviously,
exactly,
because Roman Horak doesn't get the call, I think it's pretty obvious that they still are trying to hold out hope that they can make the playoffs in the American Hockey League. That's why a guy like McIntyre gets a call.
Yeah, and that makes sense, right? You don't want to kick the feet out from underneath the guys that are trying desperately to make the playoffs down there. It's so funny. I mean, it's such a I mean, that's the way it goes. You want desperately to make the playoffs wherever you're playing, yet if you get called up, then the team you're probably going to end up back with might not make the playoffs. It's kind of this, it's tough, the life of an American League coach, just losing guys nonstop, as Dallas Aikens has seen in the past. I don't know that anybody's had to deal with it worse than Todd Nelson, though. You look at the guys that got yanked out of his lineup last year. You got to give him quite a bit of credit, though. He's done a pretty good job. You get the feeling like he's really coming along here, and what he's been able to do with what he has over the last couple of seasons, it's been pretty impressive.
Yeah, for sure. Ryan, you touched on Pitlick already. I really like what we saw of him. We just didn't get to see enough of him. Would you like to see him up here for this stretch? Because to me, he looks like that prototypical third-line guy. You can go up and down the wall, skates well enough, will bang a little bit, and might just be what the doctor ordered for this third line of this club.
Yep. No, he could end up being just that. And I do, I thought he played real well. He came in and he was banging bodies at a time when the Oilers were hard-pressed to find anybody that would throw a hit. So, yeah, I do. The one thing I want to see out of Tyler Pitlick, you know, it's one thing to come up and to finish your body checks and to get into the forecheck, but what I have yet to see from Tyler Pitlick is a certain level of, and I don't know which way it goes. I don't know if he does or doesn't have it, but if the going gets a little bit rough, I want to see which way this guy's going to go. I want to know if he's a guy that's going to stand there and look people in the eyes, or if he's a guy who's going to drop his head and head for the bench. Because if he's a guy that's going to drop his head and head for the bench, it'll make it. You can't be that type of player in a bottom six role on a team. Like I'm not saying anything about him. All I'm saying is, for me, the jury is still out on whether or not he's got that in his game. I'm not saying he needs to be a big fighter. I'm not saying he needs to be a real tough guy. I just mean he's a guy that'll cross-check somebody back and look him in the eyes and stand his ground. And if Tyler Pitlick can find the courage and the confidence to do that at this level, then that just adds another element and another reason why, when Dallas Aikens is slapping together his lineup in the offseason and they're trying to decide, do we need to wrap something up on that fourth line, that one wing, or do they look at Tyler Pitlick as a guy that's ready?
Well, I'd said it earlier. He's got to play with some desperation of a guy who realizes this is a glorious opportunity, and show the coach that you want the job. Not just, hey, I'm here and I'm going to play safe. No, play aggressive. Go out of your comfort zone. Do anything it takes to be noticed.
Yeah, he might get some offensive minutes tonight too, guys. He may see some. You know, he might get a look with some offensive players too, and he's got to be able to do a little bit of everything. He's got to finish his checks. He's got to show some hands. Not make a lot of mistakes. Like, this is a huge audition period for him.
Shauger, we'll see you at the rink.
Okay, boys, sounds good. Enjoy the game.